The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Come on, say, turn it around. Open the windows of heaven. Pour out a blessing on the floor. Turn it around. Open the windows of heaven. Pour out a blessing. We've got it all to come
Welcome to Beyond the Veil, a ministry of Dayspring Chapel. Arise, shine, and excel. Located at 1628 High Park Ave in High Park, Massachusetts. As Luke chapter 1, verse 78 and 79 tells us, according to the tender mercy of our God, whereby the Dayspring from on high has visited us to give light to them that sit in darkness and in the shadow of death, to guide our feet in the path of peace. Now, let's listen in to today's message from Pastor David Oluwadara.
This is John 17, 1 to 5. Jesus spoke these words, lifted up his eyes to heaven and said, Father, the hour has come. Glorify your Son, that your Son also may glorify you. That sounds like Jesus is praying for himself. Okay. So in verse 3, it says, as you have given him authority over all the flesh, all flesh, that he should give eternal life to as many as you have given him. And this is eternal life, that they may know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent, referring to himself. I have glorified you on the earth. I have finished the work which you have given me to do. And now, O Father, glorify me together with yourself, with the glory which I had with you before the world was. How does that sound? Does that sound like praying for somebody? It sounds like praying for yourself. It sounds like Jesus praying for himself. That's not bad. That's good. But we're going to see that this is the principle. This is the principle. We're going to see a principle there. This is revelational. When you read a little further down, when you read carefully further down, you will realize that the prayer of verses 1 to 5 are in part or indirectly for the disciples. Jesus was not just praying for himself here. He was starting from there to pray for his disciples. It's a good place to start. Amen. And we're going to see an example of someone that did that. But it's a good example. I mean, it's the divine example, really. It's God's principle. And we see it displayed here by Jesus. Again, if we read a little further down in John 17, 6 to 10, we'll see that the prayer of verses 1 to 5 are in part or indirectly for the disciples. John 17, 6 to 10. Jesus Christ continues to pray. I have manifested your name to the men whom you have given me out of the world. They were yours. You gave them to me, and they have kept your word. And they have known that all things which you have given me are from you. For I have given to them the words which you have given me, and they have received them, and have known surely that I came forth from you, and they have believed that you sent me. Verse 9 says, I pray for them. I do not pray for the world, but for those whom you have given me, for they are yours. And all mine are yours, and yours are mine, and I am glorified in them. Amen. You see anything there? Are you able to see something there? I pray for them. I do not pray for the world, but for those whom you have given me, for they are yours. And all mine are yours, and yours are mine, and I am glorified in them. This is revelational. It is instructive. It is fascinating. You know, Jesus started his intercessory prayer for his disciples by first of all praying for himself, and then linking it with his prayer for them. You can say it this way, that his prayer for his disciples is tied or based on his prayers for himself, his prayers for his disciples, his prayers for his disciples are based on his prayers for himself. His prayers for his disciples are based on his prayers for himself. Now, what do we see here? A couple of things. Jesus prayed for them this way, knowing that his disciples were one with him in spirit and in body. Whatever affects them, affects him. Whatever affects him, affects them. So praying for them, he was praying for himself. And praying for himself, he was praying for them. Another thing that we see here, he was also taking it like this to show to all the disciples by example that this is what they must do for one another. Meaning, knowing that they are all one, whatever touches one person touches another person. Meaning, they should pray for one another. Now, if you look at verses 9 and 10, which I read twice before, he said, I pray for them. I do not pray for the world, but for those whom you have given me, for they are yours, and all mine are yours, and yours are mine, and I am glorified in them. This means that when I pray for others, especially Christians, I am indirectly praying for myself, because what affects them affects me. You see, it says, I pray for them. I do not pray for the world, but for those whom you have given me, for they are yours. Those whom you have given me are yours. And all mine are yours. And yours are mine. And I am glorified in them. I am glorified in them. Meaning their glory is tied to my glory. And my glory is tied to their glory. I'm glorified in them. When I am glorified, they are glorified. Amen. When I am glorified, they are glorified. They will be glorified. Glorify me means glorify them also. Because our glory is tied together. Jesus started basing his prayers on his own credibility, on his own credit, on his own worth, on his own worthiness. I have finished the work. I have done it. Glorify me. And if he's saying glorify me, he's also indirectly saying what? Glorify them. Because if he is glorified, whatever is also what? Glorified. And his disciples belong to him. And so when he is glorified, they are glorified. So Jesus started the intercession with his own credit, with his own credibility, with his own worth, with his own worthiness. Not because of their worthiness, even though he mentioned a whole lot of things there about them. He said what? He gave them a lot of credit. He said, they have what? Kept your word. In verse 6, they were yours and you gave them to me. They have kept your word. In verse 7, he said, they have known. They have kept your word. They have known that all things, so they have known. In verse 8, it says, for I have given to them the words which you have given me, and they have received them. And it says, and I have known surely that I came forth from you, and they have believed that you sent me. They have believed them. They have received them. Though they have known. It gives them a lot of credibility. But all of that, you know, doesn't really carry that much. It is his own credibility. It is his own credit that matters. Amen. So we pray for others, not because, you know, they are wonderful, they are great, you know. Oh, it's good to pray for some, good to pray for your friends because they are great and wonderful, but it should not be based on that person's goodness or kindness. We pray because of his credibility, because of his credit, because of his worth, because of his worthiness. Amen. So Jesus started that intercession with prayers based on his credibility, on his own credit, on what he had done. Now, he now went into praying for them on that basis. Amen. This is a powerful revelation. Let's see this example, this revelation, as it was carried out in the Old Testament in Exodus chapter 33. Exodus chapter 33. Moses used this same thing. Moses was a great intercessor. Moses was a great intercessor. In fact, if Moses was not a great intercessor, the Lord would not have sent him to Egypt to be the deliverer of his people. You know, the Lord wouldn't have sent him. So even after Moses left Egypt, after Moses ran out of Egypt and went to Midian, got to know Jethro and married one of the daughters of Jethro, and stayed with Jethro to serve Jethro many years, 40 years. Even when he was there, he was an intercessor. He was always praying for Israel. Oh, we also realize that he was living with a priest. Jethro was a priest of Midian. Moses was always praying for them. So God was sending him now to Egypt because of his heart. His heart was after his people, praying for them. It's the person whose heart is in the job that you want to give the job to. So Moses was an intercessor. But let's see, you know, how Moses displayed this powerful principle. He was really very good at this. And may the Lord help us to see this, to apply this in our lives. The people that we pray for, the people that we are asked to pray for, will not always be good and kind to us. Amen? Now, it's good to pray for your friends. But the scripture says we should also pray for what? Our enemies. In fact, we should pray for those who are difficult to love. And when we pray for them, it's not because they are good. First of all, it's because we want to obey the Lord that instructed us to pray for them. Also, when we pray for them, we are helping ourselves. Because by praying for them, we are able to express love to them. We receive the grace to love them. With that, we are delivered from an offended heart. We are delivered from offense. We are delivered from, you know, from a bad heart, from a bitter heart. Because, you know, we obey the Lord. We pray for them. So if you are having trouble loving somebody, you're having trouble dealing with somebody, you're having trouble relating to somebody, what should you do? Pray for them. Pray for them. You are doing yourself good by praying for them.
We hope you have been blessed by today's broadcast. Come worship with us at Dayspring Chapel, located at 1628 High Park Ave in High Park, Massachusetts. Again, that's 1628 High Park Ave in High Park, Massachusetts. Sunday worship is at 1 p.m., Bible study and prayers on Wednesday at 7:30 p.m. You may contact Pastor David for prayers or counseling at 857-266-0778. Again, that's 857-266-0778. Until tomorrow at this same time, Monday through Friday, arise, shine, and excel.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.